Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Tom Brady was nearly a Las Vegas Raider. That's according to Dana White. During an alternate broadcast of UFC 278 this past weekend, White said the deal was so close to being done, Brady was, quote, already looking at houses. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year the Bucks won the Super Bowl. Except John Gruden blew the deal up. Gronk confirmed this during the interview, saying, yep, it is all true. Shannon, why did Gronk want this story out there?
Skip, Gronk's on television. And this is Gronk's personality. I think the thing is, Skip, when people watch television and they watch these type of shows, tell us something that we don't know. Gronk knew they would love this story. Nobody knew this. There are only a handful of people. John Gruden, maybe like you said, Mike Mayock, maybe the Davis. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Gronk, Brady, the agents, and Dana White.
And Dana. Yep.
We never heard of the Brady mention about y'all going to keep him, blah, blah, blah. But we didn't know, we still didn't know definitively if this is what he was talking about. And to come to find out, it was the Raiders. We speculated Miami. We speculated the 49ers. But Gronk, tell the story. He knew people would be very, very interested. It interrupted the normal scheduled programming, which is UFC, and started trending. Everybody started picking up. Gronk and Dana White reveals Brady almost became a Raider before Gruden blew it up.
Yeah.
So this is what you do in television, especially with Gronk. And Gronk is a guy that more times than not will say anything, and people want to hear what is he going to say. I wonder what Gronk going to say now. What's Gronk going to do?
It's usually in the silly vein.
Right. Yes. But this was
not divulging inside info.
He's going to be chugging. He's going to be chugging beers at the parade. Yeah. He's going to be having his shirt off, dancing, and that was probably the only time he and Brady had a problem. The night after they lost the Super Bowl, he got a bad ankle, and he's out there like, and Brady like, no, that's not a good look.
No.
Well, first of all, they should know one should have had the camera phone in that situation and put him out there on blast like that.
Yep.
But, Skip, now that Gronk's retired, Gronk's like, I don't have to keep information. That was the information I only kept when I was playing. Now that I'm not playing anymore, Skip, I can divulge this information. And Brady's like, nah, something we gotta take to our grave, bro. We can't let this one out.
That is a fact.
But it served its purpose. It trended. And now people are going to tune in to Gronk and see what does he divulge next.
Yep, that is true. So, remember the little silly skit videos that Tommy and Gronky used to do in Tampa?
When they got to feed the pool?
Yeah. I think those are history. I don't think we're ever going to see another one because I am now leaning toward your position that Gronk is officially done with football.
Right.
This was the act of a man who no longer sees himself as a player or even a potential player Tom Brady at midseason, like I think is going to happen. His girlfriend, his agent both said, not so fast here. Don't be shocked if he comes back.
Kind of like coaches, Skip. When coaches are really, really done, they speak a different way as opposed to coaches that's on TV for a year or two wanting to get back into coaching.
This was the act of a retired player. This was the act of a man who wants to make the Gronk cast historically great, breakthrough great in the UFC pantheon. Again, it was simulcast on, obviously, ESPN2 and ESPN+, along, as the
kind of like what Peyton and Eli does.
Yes. The simulcast. Well, it's the same idea.
Right.
No, I got it. And they've done it with the golf with Joe Buck.
Yeah.
And others have been on that, mm-hmm. and it's been great. The point is that Gronk goaded Dana to tell the story. He didn't just coax him. He actually go, come on, just tell the story. And Dana clearly was a little taken aback right. on live television.
Right.
Simulcast, I mean, streaming sort of TV. Mm-hmm. Really? You are, okay. And Dana is as honest when it comes to telling stories, he will nail it down. Yeah. He will tell you every last yeah. explicit detail. Brady was looking at houses. And I do recall during in those days, in that time frame, Dana did an IG Live in which he threw out there, yeah, I'm trying to broker a deal to get Brady to the Raiders. And I scoffed.
Laughed it off.
Nobody
took it serious.
Nobody did. Obviously, Brady's longtime, very close friend agent is Don Yee.
Yeah.
He does an extraordinary job, negotiated the deal to bring Brady here to Fox whenever he's finally finished. And yet, Dana lives in Las Vegas. He's close with Mark Davis and the whole Raider organization.
Yes.
And so he became the go-between, the mediator on
right.
the deal, where he could be the liaison and help broker the deal,
right.
help grease the skids on both sides,
yeah.
because Brady and Dana are also close.
Very cool, yep.
Okay?
Because Dana's from Mass.
Yeah, he's from Mass. There you go. And they've always had a pretty deep kinship
yes.
because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, behind the scenes, Dana is not only greasing the skids, he's got the ball rolling toward the goal line.
I can deliver you guys, Brady. You
want him? I can deliver. Do you want him? Well, yeah, you can see the owner saying, hell
oh, absolutely,
yes.
Mark Davis, yes.
You can see it up in lights. I got the GOAT as they're trying to launch in Las Vegas.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
And Mike Mayock's licking his chops, and the coach is saying, thinking, well, okay. And at the 11th hour, in the final minute, as the ball's at the half-yard line, John Gruden says, no. And he says, Mark, you gave me total control of this franchise. You gave me a 10-year deal, and I'm saying no. And I think it was twofold. I think, like so many people, he thought Brady was washed up, and it was going to be almost a ceremonial Tom Brady that he would get.
Mm-hmm.
And also, to your point earlier, and I live this because I covered John Gruden mm-hmm. in Oakland with the Raiders in 2002, the Rich Gannon team that lost, ironically, on their way to the Super Bowl in the Tuck Rule game at New England. In a game I didn't see coming. I thought the Raiders were way better than those Patriots were, and you know what
right.
the rest of the story
yeah.
was. But the point was, John Gruden said, I don't want to cede total control of this franchise to that guy.
Oh.
As PR valuable as it
right.
might be, I don't think it gets us anywhere because it doesn't get me anywhere because
right.
all of a sudden I lose my platform.
Right.
I lose my ability to redo my legacy, right? To enhance my legacy.
Because this is how it happens, Skip. If you win, you get no credit. But if you lose, you get all the blame because Tom Brady had won everywhere it's been. So Tom Brady won, and prior to you, he get to you, he lose. You go take the blame. Tom Brady goes to win the Super Bowl. You ain't getting no credit.
No credit. So
John Gruden said, I'm going to lose.
Lose. And for which of those two reasons, I don't know how you weight both of them, but he just flat out said no.
Yes.
To the shock of Dana and to the chagrin of number 12.
Yeah.
He's like, how dare you? So then he goes on the shop, on LeBron's shop, this was in June of 2021, and he utters the infamous line of, you're going to stick with that MF-er? Really? And all of a sudden, we know, Tom, you have been outed by Gronky. Your best buddy Gronky just outed you.
Right.
Because you dismissed Derek Carr as that MF-er because we speculated, was it Tua he was talking about, or was it more likely Jimmy G, if after he got rebuffed in another attempt to go back home to finish?
Well, it wasn't like he's trying to go to Kansas City, Skip.
No.
I mean, I get it. No one likes to be thought of less than, but that is Tom, and that is. Well, I think the thing is, Skip, you know, I'm sure behind closed doors,
yep.
great players have said things about other players,
yep.
but things that you wouldn't want out.
No.
And just the fact that Tom is generally thought of as a good guy for just a brief second. But
yeah.
that's the competitive nature. Y'all know who I am, but y'all gonna stick with him. Really? Really?
then he reverse field on the shop and said, you know what, as I look back on it, there was no effing way I was going to play for that team. But that's his pride speaking, because according to Dana and Gronk,
it was a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It only Gruden could blow it up,
right.
And he blew it up.
And that's what Dana said. Dana said, John Gruden blew the deal up.
You're looking for houses, Tom? I think not. I mean, I think you're going to go, right? And it was the classic case of the deal that you don't make is the best deal you could ever make, because it forced Tom to hit the market again and say, well, how about the sucking ears?
Right.
Because in my view, at that point in time, Tampa was way better, even though they had been, 7-9 the year before. So had the Raiders been 7-9, but they were a much better 7-9 team than the Raiders were a 7-9 team, because that cupboard was not bare over there in Tampa.
I mean, they probably make the playoffs if instead of throwing 33 picks, Jameis throws 20. They make the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you, because he led the league in touchdown passes.
Yes.
In the
he threw 30 interceptions, 33 touchdowns, 30 picks. So he throws 20. Let's just say he take off 10 of those. He goes 33 and 20. They make the playoffs, Skip.
Well, he had two receivers make the Pro Bowl.
Yes,
and they were there for Tom.
Right.
And the defense, I told you down the stretch of 2019, very quietly, that defense rounded into form.
They did.
For Todd Bowles, and when you've got Shaq Barrett and you've got JPP still. At the
Devin
end of
White,
his time, and Devin
David.
White, and you got firepower.
Yeah.
And you got one of the top two or three defensive minds in football and Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, you lucked at Gruden did you a huge favor, right?
You went
he
to the
forced
man.
You to go where you won a championship.
But Skip, that just goes to show you that the man pride was nicked, because the man went and won a championship somewhere else, and he still took a shot at the team that told him no.
He did, because he couldn't believe they told him no.
I mean, nobody's giving you like, well, man, I wanted to do a deal over here, but they told me no, I did the deal over here, and I made a couple of $100 million. You're like, okay, they're lost. Not Tom.
And even though it wasn't made public at that
at the
point,
time.
It made Tom look silly, because he's actually looking for houses. You're doing this to me? Do you know who I am?
Right.
Do you know what I've accomplished?
Right.
Apparently not.
Right.
Because John Gruden doesn't care what anybody's done. He's going to do what he does.
Yes.
And I do not think that John Gruden and Tom Brady would have lasted more than about half a year, and somebody would have been seriously.
I totally 1,000% agree.
Yeah.
Because at that point in time, Tom Brady had gotten tired of biting his tongue. He had bitten his tongue for 20 years. He had taken all the bull jive from Coach Belichick, all the snide, snarky comments, all the little, you know, oh, it's not open heart surgery. And we had a lot of, the man threw for 500 yards and four touchdowns. We had a lot of players to play
good
today. So he had taken all of that he was going to take. He was not going to take that from John Gruden.
By the way, trust me on this, because I was around John Gruden and Rich Gannon. John led the league every year in snide and snarky comments.
Yes.
Led the league.
Yes.
And most of them were aimed at the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how he coached.
Yeah.
He coached the quarterback impossibly hard.
Yeah. Tom was the guy that was the animal that was abused. The owner gives him up. And the next owner that abused him, he gets bitten. Tom Brady was going to lash out at John Gruden where he all that. All that had just built up in him with Coach Belichick, and it parted after 20 years. That's why I believe what he did with B.A., where he probably pulled him aside and said, look, I'd really appreciate it if you not make these comments, something he should have done with Coach Belichick. Because Coach Belichick had like 3 or 4 in him a year for 20 years, and Tom just bit his tongue like... He probably said that MFR.
He did.
That's probably what he was saying as he was driving home.
It wasn't exactly open heart surgery.
Yes.
After Tom played an AFC championship game.
Yeah, the Jags.
With 12 stitches in the palm or sort of the crevice here between your thumb and forefinger. 12 stitches.
Yeah.
And remember, through a party in the fourth quarter as they roared back.
You remember that interview that he did with Jim Gray out here on Westwood One? Where he talked about how the team and how Coach Bell and all that. He's like, I plead the fifth sometimes. See, it was building.
Yeah, he was asked basically, do you get the proper credit from the franchise? I plead the fifth. Really?
Yeah, he wasn't talking about the franchise. He was talking about a certain you-know-who, because I think Mr. Mm-hmm. Kraft views Tom as a son. He gave his mom a ring, a Super Bowl ring.
He did. So all's well that ends well for Tom Brady, except now, image-wise, he takes a hit. because of what he said about poor Derek Carr. Because that's not how Tom wants to be perceived.
No,
right?
No. He's like, hold on. He's like, Gronk, you threw me on the bus and then you drove the bus.
Listen, that bridge is on fire with Gronk right now.
Nah, Skip, they won too much together. Tom probably called it, Gronk,
what are you doing?
You can't tell everything, bro. Yeah,
come on, man.
You can't tell everything. Some things
so
you just think
in
the
end, John Gruden's legacy takes another huge hit off this one. Mm-hmm. Because Raider Nation, as we speak, is on fire with the fact that, wait a second, we could have had Tom Brady and Gronkowski, and Gruden said no? Mm-hmm. Okay. Over and out.
I personally love that Gronk is opening up the war chest of stories. It gives us a lot of information, a lot of good stuff to digest here.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right, VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Saturday on Fox, the Big Ten goes to Ireland, where the Huskers face off against the Wildcats. It's the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox. Leon Edwards knocked out reigning welterweight champ Kamaru Usman with a head kick over the weekend in UFC 278. The takedown came in the fifth round when the fight appeared to be in the hands of Usman. Not so fast, though, right? Shannon, how shocking was this?
Well, I'm shocked. That Usman lost because he made a mistake. First of all, Edwards took him down. It was the first time Usman had ever been taken down in a fight.
That was early.
That was early in the first round. And Skip, he was a different fighter than lost to Usman in 2015. But if you notice,
which was his debut.
And he was doing a great job. He was catching Usman with some nice shots. But Usman was winning the round. And what Usman did is that he threw a shot, and Usman, the guy is a southpaw. So what Usman did, he slipped a punch, but he leaned a little bit too far, and Edwards, the left foot planted perfectly upside of his head.
Yep.
And Skip, that's the thing about UFC. Until that, if it's a title fight, until the bell goes off in the fifth, nobody is out of a fight. Because like that, a foot, an elbow, a fist, and it's over. And it was, as soon as he landed, you could, boop, it was over. Herb Dean just came in. Usman, I mean, Edwards just turned to one because he knew. You're not getting up from that, bro. And so that's why it's so hard. You're not going to find a guy, unless like John Jones. John Jones is an anomaly. But most of the time, Skip, these guys don't have 7 and 8, 9 year reigns like a boxer. Because first of all, boxers, you can pick and choose your fight, and you know, fight. I'll fight the 8th ranked guy. No, you don't do that in UFC. You're going to fight the number one, number two contenders all the time. Mm. And one mistake, and it's Jack Rabbit wore cowboy boots.
Yep, that is correct. So, quick personal story. I wanted to watch this fight, but I had to make a call because I am married. And I forced my wife, Ernestine, to watch most of a cowboy preseason game, which for her was the equivalent of almost having to drink turpentine, as in Cavante turpentine. And she wasn't real happy, and she loves Only Murders in the Building, and I like it, so I go along with it. And we hadn't watched the episode yet for this week because it comes out on Tuesday, and we wait until the weekend. And I said, okay, I'm not going to buy the fight. I'll watch it on the – I'll just watch the results on the computer,
right?
Because I was pretty sure Usman was going to make short work of him.
Mm-hmm.
And although the harder I looked this morning at what Leon Edwards has been doing, he'd won 15 – or was it 15 in a row?
15 in a row.
Yeah, because he'd been doing quietly very well.
Right.
So I'm just watching with one eye Only Murders in the Building, and the other eye I'm watching, and all of a sudden there's less than a minute – to go in the fight, and I see kaboom go across my screen, and all of a sudden you can just call it up and look at what happened. What? Well, as Dana White said, this is what makes this sport the greatest sport in the world. Well, it's great and it's bad because it's hard to be dominating because you're just one split second, one tiny little mistake
one
away
mistake.
From you're out.
Yes.
You are KO'd on the canvas. And this was the classic case in boxing. They call it walking into a punch, but he walked into a kick.
Yes.
He just, and to your point, he's more concerned about ducking a punch. And all of a sudden he ducks too far. And it wasn't even a very high kick. And it just catches him flush in the jaw and he's out.
He's out.
He's KO'd.
Yes.
And as Dana said, you think of everything that was on the line for Usman tonight. Usman fought with absolute and total confidence the entire night. He fought the perfect fight. Well, almost. Except for with mere seconds left.
One mistake.
You make one tiny little mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminded me of Pacquiao versus Marquez. Do you remember this?
Yeah, Marquez.
Yeah.
He walked right into it.
Juan Manuel Marquez. Okay, so they have fought 4 times, and Manny's just tired of it. You know, like he's just doing it at that point because there's nothing else to do. And they're in round 6, and he gets a little bored, and his mind wanders for 1 second. Kaboom! And he's gone.
You walk right into it.
And God, on TV, I had to take ridicule on that for weeks on end.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Manny, he's somnexed. You know, like.
But Skip, that's the thing. A lot of times, but in a boxer, Skip, it's the punch, and that's all you got to worry about. But like you said, Usman, he's trying to duck the punch, and he ducks it. The guy misses him, but. The foot. And it's just so, Skip, I mean, you going in and like, okay, yeah, I'm about, and then the guy turns around, he hits you with a hammer fist. There's so many ways that a guy can get you out. That's why, look, and I know John Jones is messed up, but no one can actually say, I beat him, or I went to the scorecards, he got disqualified because he need the guy, was on the, and you can't need the guy.
Yep.
But to have, to be unbeaten as long as he has been.
I agree.
And we see, I mean, the greats from Usman and whomever you think of, St. Pierre, mm-hmm. all the greats have tasted defeat because it's so hard in that sport.
It is. Remember, Usman's now 35 years of age,
yes.
So he's starting to get up there.
Yes.
In UFC, it doesn't seem to, the age doesn't matter quite as much,
right.
It seems like.
But it's a young man's game.
It's a young man's game. So what struck me, and then I flipped over and started watching all the postgame, Leon Edwards was behind on every card substantially.
Yes.
Prohibitively behind on every card. But I'm watching him talk after the match, and he looked fine to me.
Right.
And I'm thinking, does he look punished? Does he look bloody? Does he look bowed? Nope, he didn't look anything. For all of Usman's tactical superiority through most of the fight, dominating the fight, Leon Edwards looked like he could have fought for five more rounds.
Right.
That's how it came across to me. He's looked just fine.
Yeah, right? I think the thing is that if they're going to be a rematch.
Yes, there will
be. I think the technical thing, because I believe Usman is the superior wrestler, is to take it to the mat. Don't try to exchange with the guy, because the guy, now he's better in his hand. You see, obviously, he's better standing up. You might want to take this thing to the mat and keep him down there and try to wear him out and win by points. Don't try to out, because a lot of times, Skip, as a champ, we want to entertain. We want to get the guy up out of there. Oh, yeah. He got him up out of there. But now, at the end of the night, the objective is to get your hand raised in victory. As not, you know, somebody else is walking out of there with your belt.
Well, I told Ernestine this would be a mismatch. And it was until that happened. And then it wasn't.
It's crazy. I mean, to see how in a split, just like that. Because he's my, what was he? He was trying to, he had a 15 match UFC win streak,
yeah.
One away from Anderson Silva's record.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So, in the end, Leon Edwards earns a trilogy fight.
Yeah.
And he'll earn a bunch of money,
yes,
from it. But,
yeah,
but still, in the end, do I think he's better than Usman? I do not.
Skip, but
it doesn't matter.
But losing in that fashion, it does something to you. I talked to Roy on my podcast. He said, man, getting knocked out, you're more susceptible to getting knocked out. It does something to your confidence.
It does. It shakes you.
Shakes you hard. And now it gives him confidence. So now he's like, hey, bro, I don't slept you.
Well, when Buster Douglas did what he did to Tyson,
it broke him. Because for half the time, Mike had won the fight before he stepped into the ring. Everybody like, oh, Mike going to destroy him.
See, but Michael Spinks.
Yeah. Frazier, Joe Frazier's son. But, man, that was a devastating kick.
Whew. Shocking.
The mental part of the game is so important, guys. All right, hey, let's get back to LeBron in just a minute. Is his extension with the Lakers more about his brand than his on-the-court success? Shannon and Skip dive into that when we come back. No mercy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We know LeBron James has reportedly agreed to a 2-year extension with the Lakers, but according to CBS Sports' Bill Ryder, it's locked LeBron into, quote, short-term professional mediocrity. Ryder writes, this Lakers deal is not about winning, well, at least not games. It's about, however improbable it may sound, the beginning of the extended LeBron James farewell tour.
Ooh.
Shannon, is there any truth to this?
No. LeBron is still trying to win ball games. Is LeBron? The question is he a max player? If the question is yes, he should make max money. I don't get where all of a sudden now it's a farewell tour. The man averaged 38-6. Now, they didn't win, but it's not because LeBron James was not putting forth max effort. Does he want to play with his son? Sure, but he knows that's down the road. He can't control that. That's on Bronny. Bronny control that. I can control what I can control. Playing to the best of my ability, trying to maintain relative health, and then let's see what happens after that. But this notion that LeBron James should not have accepted a max contract because he's heading into year 20, that's absolutely foolish.
Why?
Watch, he's a max player. Is he not a max player?
He's a billionaire.
So billionaires don't like money? The one thing I know about billionaires, they don't. The one thing they like is more money.
Mm.
And they can never have enough. When was the last time you heard somebody? I heard a lot of people say, man, I got too many pairs of shoes.
Mm.
I got too many cars. When was the last time you heard somebody say, I got too much money, I need to get rid of this?
Tom Brady?
Well, why the hell he signed for $400 to come, $400 million to come to Fox? Why not he take $10 million a year?
That doesn't count against the NFL salary cap.
No. You said Tom Brady doesn't like money. If he didn't like money, he wouldn't have accepted that contract. He likes money. The fact of the matter is that people try to LeBron, give the Lakers a discount. The Lakers don't give fans a discount.
Yeah, Tom Brady, over the life of his career, is scheduled to make $200 million less than LeBron in two fewer years.
Why are we upset at people about the choices that people make? If you're making a choice that impacts your life, that's you. But you can't make a choice that impacts my life when I have the decision to make that.
Yeah, Tom Brady took what I call a winner's discount to win Super Bowls, to win championships.
So is that the only way? So you love to use the term, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Mm.
So Tom Brady is the only way.
I don't love the term,
okay,
but
whatever. There's more than one way to skin a fish
mm-hmm.
or to scale a fish, however you want to do it. If it's a catfish, right. you skin it. If it's a regular fish, you scale it.
All right.
So is there more than one way to do that? There absolutely is.
Mm. Well, the harder way is to take $50 million a year for your last 2 years in year 20 and 21 with the Lakers, $50 million to strap them further against the salary cap that there is operating in the NBA.
So when Jordan was taking $33 and $35 million, did that strap them against the cap?
No.
Okay, why not?
Because it was less than market value for many of these years, he took less.
You don't think LeBron James playing less than market value? How much money do you think, if the Lakers are paying you $50 million, so you think they're taking a loss on paying LeBron that? I don't think they are.
No, because as a Laker, he will pass the former Laker great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the greatest scorer in the history of the league. That will sell. That is marketable. So Jeannie Buss says, well, I give up on trying to win championships. I think I'll just sell.
I want to get you on the record.
Yep.
I want you to say right here, yes mm-hmm. or no. Is LeBron James a max player? Yes or no?
Well, he could. He deserves max money.
Okay, I'll get it.
He's a max draw for sure.
Okay,
but it's up to LeBron to say, you know what? I'll take 25 so that you guys can have an extra 25 to make my supporting cast better than it is, because it's not very good right now.
Think about what you just said. You said it's up to LeBron. Well, he says, I don't want to do that. I want my max money. Mm. It's up to Rob Pelinka to find a way to work it and to figure it out. That's not my job. See, you always tell players, do your job. Do what you do and let the front office handle this. Okay, LeBron James says, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to get my max money. I'm going to let y'all handle it. Now y'all don't handle it. Oh, LeBron, you got to take $25 million. Man, I wish LeBron James would have took $25 million. I'd have cut him off completely.
You would not cut
I absolutely
off.
Would. Don't no, get, you don't get no that. Money back.
Oh,
where they do that at?
Tim Duncan, final 4 years in the NBA. He took $10 million, $10 million, $10 million, $6
million. Skip.
And guess what happened? Two of those 4 years, they should have won the championship.
Skip.
Ray Allen cost them one,
Skip.
And then they came back and got revenge.
That was Tim Duncan's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want someone else's choices, if I'm playing a pro sport, to impact me. He chose to do that. So now because Tim did that, automatically, I've got to do it.
Mm. If you put LeBron James on a lie detector right now and said, LeBron, will you win a championship either of your final 2 years with the Lakers, if in fact these are his final 2 years? I still think he might play three or four more, given where Bronny lands.
Right.
But the point is, LeBron, lie detector, going to win a championship? That would be a big N-O.
I think
heart of hearts, Skip, he does not
believe. LeBron, I don't believe they can win with the roster construction currently the way it is.
Thank you. I agree.
But I do believe LeBron feels under the right circumstances, he could absolutely win another title. I don't believe the current situation is the right circumstance. But what you've tried to do is, because other guys have done it by taking less money, that's automatically. Steph Curry never took less money. How many he got?
Well, he's got a really good GM, right?
Okay! See, so in other words, the GM, if you do your job, I don't have to take less money.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry's the only man that's gotten two contracts over $200 million.
then LeBron James, who chose to come to Lakerland,
yes!
should tell Rob Pelinka, I'm going to help you do the job you're not doing very well. I'm going to give you more leeway to make more mistakes that won't matter.
Hey, Rob, I need you to help me get out here and score some of these buckets. Mm. I need you to rebound. Mm. I need you to play defense. He's not doing that, so I'm going to do my job on the court, but I want fair market compensation. Fair market compensation is 2 years at about $98 million. Mm. I need you to break bread.
Okay, well, that's exactly what just happened. Yet I agree with every point this writer, named Ryder,
made. Of course you did.
Because I told you this right out of the box the first day after LeBron signed. He caved in quickly, which shocked me. You said he's going to stiff arm him for a year, make him sweat. Nope, they didn't because they're not going to fall for his bluff.
Skip, the bluff, why'd you offer him? Why'd you even offer him the contract?
He's LeBron James.
No, they got nothing to do with it. If this is a farewell tour, you don't pay somebody $100 million for a farewell tour.
Okay, I told you the title of the series, the HBO series, is Winning Time, Magic's favorite words. Winning time.
Yes.
It's no longer winning time, it's promoting time for Jeannie Bus.
Has LeBron James won a title at the Lakers?
A bubblicious title with a big old asterisk.
Okay,
on it.
So there are other teams that are also in said bubble that did not win that title.
Yep.
I know a team that had two guys on their team, and how many times they won the championship?
This year they're going to.
Yeah, that's about the team in the basement.
Yeah, this year they're.
Oh, okay, okay. So what's his excuse? Mm. I mean, isn't he making max money? Well, so why don't he tell them? To say, you know what, I hadn't played. I've only played like 50 games
LeBron
a season.
LeBron is in year 20 going on 38.
I can't tell.
Time just to say, hey, I waved the olive branch to my front office. I say, guess what? Mm-mm. I love being a Laker. I love my family living here in Los Angeles. I love chasing Michael B. Jordan. That's the only Jordan I can chase.
We've been past Michael Jordan.
Oh, stop.
We already passed him. We were in playoff points, in career points, in rebounds, assists.
You passed him in height.
We've been past him.
Because you're 6'9 and he's 6'6.
We've been past him.
That's all,
next. Kareem, next.
You grew taller than him, but that's the only way you passed him. You're taller. That's all I give you. You know it, and I know it. Nobody thinks what you
Kareem.
Think, except someone
we're coming for you.
Blind
witch. We're coming for Kareem.
Are you?
He owned that.
You're coming for Kareem.
Yeah, we're going to
get that. And then all the blind witnesses said, see, he's better than Jordan. No, he's not.
What you mean? See, I don't need to see. I've been so.
Yeah.
I've been so.
He's played like 20,000 more minutes than Jordan.
Yeah.
Way to
it
go.
It only took one more
it's
shot.
A longevity achievement.
It took one more shot. The man played 20,000 more minutes and took
way
one
to
more
go.
Shot.
Congratulations, LeBron. You got this. You got Hollywood. You got Brentwood. You're
and golden. And we got the NBA. On lock.
Congratulations.
I know you guys could go after each other on this topic forever, but we got to go. We're out of time. No mercy.